Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the GregBurt.com podcast. I know it's been a little while since the last one, but I just moved into a new place a couple days ago, and now that I'm through getting prepared for a move and all the stuff that goes with that, I'll be back into a bit more of a regular schedule and hopefully getting stuff out a couple times a week like I originally promised, and I don't think I've ever gotten two out in a week, but I will try, and this will be a good one to get back into the groove with. So let me tell you a little bit about my move. Well, actually, the actual moving part wasn't that big of a deal. It was just typical lift and stuff and moving junk. But the day after I moved, which was yesterday morning, a couple things happened. First of all, my phone internet service got started. So I was working on getting the internet set up, and sometime in the morning, the DirecTV people came. Well, one person came to set up the satellite TV, which wasn't really that hard of a thing to do because the dish was already on the roof, the wire was already running into my living room, so all the guy really had to do was plug in the box and activate the thing. So after a few minutes of working on this, the guy turns on the TV and nothing comes up. So I helped out a little bit, I grabbed the remote for the TV and cycled through the input selections, and still nothing came up, and he couldn't really figure out what was going on, so I decided I was going to take a look at the back of the TV to see what he had plugged the wires coming from the satellite box into. Well, I looked at the back of the TV, and I looked at the satellite box, and I looked at the back of the TV again and realized that there were no wires coming from the box to the TV. Now, it's my understanding that if you want TV reception, you have to plug something into the TV. So I told the DirecTV guy this, and he looks and he says, "Oh yeah, I didn't plug anything back in there." He says, "But I have the wire to do that." So he ran out to his truck and got some cable to plug into the back of the TV, and then guess what, it worked. And now the conclusion I came to is that in order to be a DirecTV installer, you don't actually have to know how to install DirecTV. But anyway, this got set up, and it was all fine by the time he left, and it worked. Of course, I did a little rewiring so I could get a little better signal, not that it really matters that much on the TV I have. But the interesting thing is that a couple hours later, another DirecTV guy shows up and said he was here to install my satellite system. Now, I'm a pretty smart guy, so I know that once the satellite system is hooked up, it doesn't have to be hooked up again. So I told this guy that somebody had already been here earlier in the morning to take care of that, and he seemed a little confused by that. So the conclusion I come to about this whole DirecTV thing is that you don't have to know how to actually install the satellite system to be an installer, and you don't actually have to know that it's already installed to try to install it again. But I do prefer satellite to cable, and honestly, I don't think there would have been much of a difference had I had cable installed. But anyway, with my brand new satellite TV, I was able to watch the last few minutes of the NCAA basketball championship last night, and, you know, I didn't really have any vested interest in either team winning, but I thought it was kind of cool that Florida was able to repeat as champions. Although one thing I noticed, the kid on that team, Hakeem Noah, I think that's how you pronounce his first name. Anyway, he's one of the stars on the team, but apparently he can't dress himself too well. Plays basketball good, he can put on the uniform, but were you watching? Did you notice he had his hat on backwards and the little connector in the back wasn't connected? And then combine that with the little peach fuzz mustache he has going. And man, he just didn't look too bright out there. Plus, I didn't really like the way he talked when he was interviewed at the end. It just added to my whole negative feeling about his overall intelligence. But apparently he's a pretty good basketball player, so I'm sure he'll make way more money than I ever will, because he's an outstanding athlete and I'm not. And those of you who know me are probably saying, "But Greg, didn't you hit 4 home runs in men's slow pitch softball last season?" Well, yeah, but unfortunately men's slow pitch softball doesn't pay that much money. Actually, it doesn't really pay at all, so slow pitch softball is really not a good career option for me. But I'll keep looking, don't worry. And sticking with the sports theme, I'll let you guys know that once again I will be working start line security at the Boston Marathon. It's really not that big of a deal. I just stand there and tell runners where to go if they're not lining up in the right spots. But last year was the first time I did it, and I didn't have any problems. because I'm kind of a big guy and runners are kind of skinny and tend to be kind of short, so I can intimidate them if I have to. But I didn't have to beat up any runners last year, and I probably won't have to this year. Of course, I'm pretty sure as a volunteer I'm not allowed to beat up any runners, and if I did, they'd probably ask me to leave, and more than likely wouldn't allow me to come back next year to help out, so you runners are safe, at least during the marathon start. Now I have to make a confession. I'm almost ashamed to say that I've been watching American Idol this season, and I'm not really into that pop music kind of stuff. I was much a bigger fan of the rock star shows that were on the past couple of years with INXS and most recently with, what the hell was the name of that band? With Gilby Clark and Tommy Lee. Supernova. Well, they actually ended up kind of sucking, but I'm not talking about Rockstar now. I'm talking about American Idol. And my favorite person on the show this season, well, I say this season, but I really haven't followed any other seasons, but my favorite person is Melinda Doolittle. She can sing anything, and I'm pretty sure she's going to win. I'd be actually surprised if she didn't win, but they can't just stop the show now and say she's the one, because they lose all their advertising dollars. But I'm not here to talk about her. In fact, I'd much rather talk about that Haley chick, but I really don't know how good of a singer she is. I just noticed she was wearing this really nice green dress tonight, and she looked really good. And that's all I really want to talk about her, and I thought she was cute before, but the dress she wore tonight just showed some things that, well, it was good. Now, the other person I want to talk about is that kid Sanjaya. I don't think he's that great of a singer, but I think that he's been on the show this long is because the teenage girls really like him. Just seems like that kind of person that the teenage girls really like. But I think what's going to happen with him, if he stays in the mainstream, if he stays popular, is he's going to succumb to the George Michael syndrome. If you remember in the late 80s, if you were around then, if you were old enough to remember, all the teenage girls had a poster of George Michael on their bedroom wall. And we all know what ended up happening with George Michael. I get a feeling that Sanjaya would follow a similar path if he sticks around as a popular musician. Now, I'm not saying he'd get busted in a public bathroom trying to solicit sex from an undercover male cop, but I think the girls might find out something different about him in another 10, 15 years, or maybe sooner. We'll see. All right, I think I said enough this time around, so thanks for listening again. Go check out my website, gregburt.com. And if you want to find me on iTunes, just search for Greg Burt and you will find this podcast. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys again next time.